For 8 years, the Detroit Tigers employed Lloyd McClendon, the current manager of the Seattle Mariners. He was their bullpen coach, their hitting coach, but never their manager. In fact, back in 2013, the Tigers passed him up for the position, so he went to the Mariners. And now, the Mariners are in the running for the wild card spot in the Major League Baseball playoffs. For a perennial losing team, it's a big opportunity. John U. Bacon is a sports commentator for Michigan Public Radio. He followed Mariners skipper Lloyd McClendon when he was in Detroit. Seattle is in the stretch here. Do you think their newfound competitiveness this year can be attributed to Lloyd McClendon?
Well, of course, it's very hard to measure exactly the influence of a manager, but man, look at the results last year and this year. Last year, they were 20 games below 500. This year, they're 16 games better than last year. So, and it's not even done yet. So that kind of dramatic improvement, you got to point to something, and the only real change so far is your manager, Lloyd McClendon.
You've seen him in action. What does he bring? What's his secret?
A few things, I think. One, whenever I ask people the simple question of who your favorite teacher was, the answer is always the same. It's never the softies, never the meanies. It's always the tough ones who wanted you to succeed, and McClendon is right in that wheelhouse. The players love him. He is tough. He's demanding. He is very confident. He does not second-guess himself. But he's got a knack for making both the stars and the reserves feel very comfortable. And like Jim Leland, his mentor in Pittsburgh and Detroit, he's got a knack also for getting the best performances out of all his players, and that's what's happening now in Seattle.
Now, also, there's a difference in that we have Cano, who's a giant hitter who's added a lot to the Mariners. Do you think their better performance can be attributed to the manager, or what are the other big factors here?
Well, certainly, Cano is obviously a big deal there. Felix Hernandez has been obviously a star player. The roster is not altogether weak. But when I talk to baseball experts like John Morosi at Fox and John Lowe at the Detroit Free Press, who's covered these guys all these years, he's got a real knack with the bullpen. Now, Seattle already has a very good bullpen, but he seems to get the most out of it, and that is more art than craft. There's not quite an obvious choice when to pull the starter, when to bring in the reliever, which one. He seems to have a good knack to bring in the right guy at the right time, and they're all playing extremely well right now.
So he was manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, fired in 2005 for their terrible record. What couldn't McClendon do for Pittsburgh that he's doing for Seattle?
I think he just did not have enough material to work with. If the roster is that bad, and Pittsburgh at that time it was that bad, it's not going to work. Also, first-time manager, everyone you talk to says how much you learn from your first job to your second job. You think back in basketball, Chuck Daly, the Bad Boys coach, the Dream Team coach, he failed in Cleveland. Bill Belichick, the Patriots head coach in New England, in football, of course, he failed in Cleveland also. Terry Francona, he failed before he got to the Red Sox. It's often the case that the second job is the charm, and in this case, it seems to be.
Now, of course, here in Seattle, we'd love to see our 2014 Mariners be like the 2006 Tigers. They won the American League pennant after years of futility. Do you think there are any similarities there?
The years of futility are certainly similar. You guys go back, I believe it's to 2001, I think. 116 wins. You guys had an all-time record, then lost the Yankees, and you've not been back since. So that part is certainly consistent with the Detroit model. But right now, they're playing well. They're playing confidently. And there seems to be, from the outside looking in, an esprit de corps that the great teams tend to have. And you guys have that going on right now. So I would say that's entirely possible.
What do you think the Mariners' chances are at this point? It's very late in the season. They're two games behind on this wild card slot, which is their last hope.
I think it's entirely possible. Two games out is a tall order, but there are about seven or eight games left, depending on which team you're talking about. And that is certainly enough to gain two games on anybody, especially when you've got two choices. You can get Oakland or Kansas City. So they're the third team right now. If either one in front of them falters, then that spot is yours. So I would not say the odds favor them right now, but not that far off, probably about 45%.
Might be too early to say since the season isn't over yet, but if McClendon pulls this off and gets the wild card slot for the Mariners, do you think he deserves the American League Manager of the Year?
He would be in the hunt for sure. I don't know if he'd get it, but pulling that off would certainly go a long way. Right now, you've got some other big boys out there, of course. You've got Buck Showalter, the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Socha down the coast with the LA Angels. Those two right now are probably in front of him, but if he gets in the playoffs, he might get it.
You think the Tigers regret losing McClendon?
They did a month ago, I can tell you that, because they had a choice between McClendon or Brad Ausmus, the current manager, both proteges of Jim Leland, the old salty dog who's coached here for many years. Detroit had blown about an 8-game lead over the Kansas City Royals, and now they're basically neck and neck. So a month ago they would have said yes, but now, of course, they've righted the ship, it looks like. So although I bet one day they'd love to have him back, I got to tell you, Lloyd McClendon was a very popular guy with almost everybody. The clubhouse, the management, the fans, the press. He's an all-around good guy.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
That's John Eubacon, sports commentator for Michigan Public Radio, where he covered Mariner skipper Lloyd McClendon in his previous job. This is The Record on KUOW Seattle.